I just created a baby. I just birthed this thing for you, and like, you better like it. And then I'm like, I don't like anything about it. Like, how do I tell you your baby's ugly? You know?
Hey, we need to talk.
Hi, welcome back. I'm Zach, and I'm joined with Tika alongside our friends Kim and AC. And we're here to talk about creativity in the church. So let's just start that up. What does creativity in the church mean to you, even some of your philosophies on creativity?
Oh, he said philosophies. Yeah. It's like really we've fancy. Got like deep philosophy going on.
I mean, so a lot of people do though, you know? They're like have really entrenched viewpoints on what creativity in the church should be or should not be. So.
Yeah, yeah. I love God is such a creative, like he created. Mm-hmm. Like that's the like one of the first things you read in the Bible in Genesis is that God created. And through that, there's just this empowerment to be creative, to create, to enjoy what is there and to really put ourselves into it and put our heart and our everything into it. And I love that, yes, on the seventh day he rested, but at the same time he created. And then he went, and it's good, mm-hmm. and it's good. And so I love looking at creativity in that way in the church and just in what we do, in looking at it as like God created, I can create. Everything that I'm doing is creative. Everything I'm doing is a creative type thing. But like not to get too like bogged down into it, but right. to be able to go, this was created and this is good. Mm. And pointing to Jesus. And yeah, I love that just looking at God that way.
Yeah. Where do you feel a lot of churches derive their creativity and even what is their inspiration of what they do? Where do you think churches pull that?
Oh, goodness.
TikTok?
I mean, I'm sure everybody's like got a nice like saved folder of their Instagram. Yeah. Just like, oh, I saw this at this yeah. church or yeah. whatever. It's like
Pinterest boards.
Yeah. It's like a lot of church comparisons and stuff like that. Or maybe like, I think like right now, museums and experiential places are doing a really good job mm-hmm. of like providing some sort of overarching theme yeah. that people are walking into, that they can sort of experience whatever that theme may be. And because we do so much stuff, you know, there's very few organizations that are throwing 52 parties a year.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And since we do that, you know, there's a lot of opportunity to really, you know, immerse people in a really deep theme and an experiential creative.
Yeah. Yeah. You kind of hit upon one thing that I was going to ask, like, is it okay to draw, like, creativity from things that aren't church for church?
Yeah.
I would hope so.
Yeah. I would encourage it.
Yeah.
I would absolutely, because we're not in competition with each other as a church.
Right.
We are in competition with Satan and we are in competition with the world. And so being able to kind of take what is there and not just be like, oh, here is, you know, let's go try to do
this
that.
Cool and trendy.
But yeah, this is cool and trendy. Like, let's all do TikTok dance videos right. just because it's like really in right now. But like, if we can do it and if we can do it well, I think that's the one thing that I really would want to encourage churches and I try to encourage churches to do is don't just do it because mm-hmm. you see it. Do it if you can do it well. Because you don't want people to then go, well, I saw it here on TikTok. This dance video is so good on TikTok. And then my pastor tried it.
And it was not good.
Yeah.
But I think that's important that's how we even connect with our community is a lot of times we draw inspiration from other churches.
Yeah.
So we end up just trying to inspire a sphere of influence. But when we pull things from outside the church, that actually helps us reconnect with the community, because then they're seeing things being created that already is resonating with them, and it helps pull them in rather than like, that's just church good. Now what that creative, what's the byproduct of our creativity is actually good.
Right.
Yes, that's so good. Yes. Where would you guys say you pull your creativity from, your personal creativity?
I'm always going to museums. I'm always going to like a lot of theater. Always trying to be inspired by lots of music videos and seeing like, okay, what was the thought here? What was the director or the creative mindset? What were they trying to get at here? And then with that, like, how could I be inspired by that to, you know, message to a congregation in a very new and heartfelt way whatever that lead pastor or whatever, you know, that point of scripture is trying to sort of get at.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'm a big travel person. So even just, I think sometimes it's less of the travel and more like being in a space where you just kind of feel a little like free from the mundane and like allowing yourself to be creative. I think sometimes as communicators, like we're always trying just to get the job done and it's so hard to find like creative time and space. So just finding a space where you can really just like be and like think and create and create the ugly thing, like allow yourself to create the ugly thing, yes. Get it out of the way, and then go in and like fix it without the pressure of it having to be perfect at first, I think is, it's so important. Cause you know, if you're in an office trying to say you're working like on a graphic and you have like all these people walking by or, you know, looking at it as you're doing it, it's gonna not work at all. Cause you're just gonna feel like so bogged down. Like I think imperfection helps with creativity, like allowing yourself to be imperfect to then.
I think you bring up a big point with a lot of church creatives, and what they feel is that they're so exposed, you know, from the worship leader all the way down to, you know, if you're making graphics, if you're doing anything that's going to be on front display, everybody has an opinion. And like, well, I can't share my opinion about the pastor's sermon or about, you know, the kids' ministry curriculum. You know, why are you able to tell me, you know, that this, you know, this kerning on this graphic is bad? You know, I was like, you don't even know what you're talking about.
You don't even know what kerning is.
So, I looked it up before I came to tell you.
Right. So, you know, but I think that's the nature of what you do whenever you create something, you're always exposed to other people's opinions.
Yeah. It's so true. And well, and as creatives, everything we do, it is personal because it's like our baby. Mm-hmm. Every graphic that a designer puts out to me is like, I just created a baby. I just birthed this thing for you and like, you better like it. And then I'm like, I don't like anything about it. Like, how do I tell you your baby's ugly?
Yeah.
You know? And like, it's a very personal thing. It's interesting because like, you know, as much as leaning into creativity, you know, with God and that side of stuff, Satan was a creative angel. Mm. And before he fell, he was the angel of creativity. And I feel like, I say this all the time with people, he knows how to hit us hardest too. Mm. He knows how to hit creative people hardest, and it's ego. And it is that side of like, I've given you my baby and you're gonna hit me where it hurts. Mm. And he knows how to attack that. And I think so often us as creatives feel like we're attacked in us presenting a creative idea and somebody going, that doesn't feel right. And so like, how would you guys say that you handle that kind of pressure, that kind of like, I don't think this is the right direction, I don't think this looks right, without taking it personal?
One time I was in an improv class in Los Angeles and my instructor told everybody to just relax. They're just make-em-ups. And I will remember that. They're make-em-ups. We're just making it up here, you know? And a lot of that gave me the freedom to be like, okay, the truth is we're just creating things. And if they resonate or if they don't resonate, that's okay. The great thing about being creative is the Lord continues to inspire over and over again. Tomorrow, there'll be another creative idea. The next day after that, another. So I think as long as I can hold these ideas as loosely as possible. But, you know, what's best for the thing? What's best for the congregation? Yeah. Not necessarily my ego and it looking the best for me. But if the congregation gets something out of it, then that's all we wanted anyway, right? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need a pat on the back, you know? So. But it is tough because sometimes people don't have bedside manner to be able to tell you, like, you know, I like the color, but I didn't really like the kerning. Right.
Goodness, that kerning.
And I think a huge attack on creativity isn't always external. Sometimes it's internal.
Right.
Like, we deal and battle with that thought of, like, can I create and do I like what I create? And it is holding that your creativity open-handed to allow people to speak into it. That allows you to protect yourself, but it also allows you to take ownership and even evolve in that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I love that.
But yeah, creativity, I mean, it's definitely, I went to school for photography, so like I've sat through plenty of photo critique, and you kind of learn that like, there, I mean, obviously there's some things that are like, oh, that's not good, or that's amazing, but like a lot of things you're just selling yourself. Mm-hmm. And like in a way where it's like, someone might love it and someone might hate it, and like, both could be right. But I think the important thing with church is, who is your audience? And you have to keep that in mind as the designer too. Like, what is gonna resonate with your church, with who your church is? Like,
yeah.
But again, like, you can't, it's so hard not to take it personal, but you gotta just like,
I let it go.
You gotta let it go, because there's a bigger, like, it's way bigger than you. And yeah, it's like,
I mean, I guess we have to acknowledge, like, the truth is, like, if your boss is critiquing you, or she feel like your lead pastor is not getting out of you what the ideas that you've presented, yeah, there's some fear there that, like, maybe I'm gonna be let go, maybe I'm not gonna be, you know, I won't be able to pay my mortgage, my kids are in private school,
legitimate,
whatever the case may be. So I get that, but overall, remembering that, like, you don't need the approval of anybody else beyond God, and God has made you the creative that you are. He's gonna take care of you. And that gives you the freedom to actually create better. Yeah. If you go, well, my hands are open, like, yeah, okay, well, maybe it doesn't need to be a green light. Maybe it needs to be a fuchsia light, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, right, whatever.
Fuchsia. I love it.
Magenta.
Hey, we need to talk.